Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This video is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chazdai, Pesach Van Sir, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. Two big subjects on the program this week. Number one, the massacre in Orlando, Florida. And number two, Donald Trump's latest statements praising the homosexual lifestyle. First, let's start off with the massacre in Orlando, Florida. The lying, dishonest news media is selling to the American people a completely fraudulent account of what took place in Orlando, Florida. They are trying to portray this as a hate crime against homosexuals. They're saying that a Muslim terrorist who hates homosexuals decided to go into a homosexual nightclub and slaughter 49 homosexuals, that the 49 homosexuals are victims of a terrible hate crime carried out by some homophobic, straight Muslim terrorist. But that's not what happened. What really happened, and you have to really search for this because it's being deliberately, grossly underreported, what really happened was that a Muslim terrorist who himself is a long-time active homosexual, went into a homosexual nightclub in Orlando, Florida, and slaughtered 49 of his fellow homosexuals. You see, the Muslim terrorist in Orlando was himself a long-time active homosexual. And again, this is being underreported, and there's an attempt to bury this part of the story, because it doesn't fit in with the lying news media narrative that this is a hate crime, that homosexuals are the victims of some hate crime by some maniacal straight person who is intolerant and who is homophobic. That's the story that the media wants you to believe. But that's not what happened. And unfortunately, many people are falling for it. But that's not what happened. What happened was a mentally unbalanced homosexual Muslim terrorist, someone who's both homosexual and a Muslim terrorist, went in and massacred 49 of his fellow homosexuals. So it wasn't a hate crime, because he himself, the mass murderer, himself was an active homosexual. Now, of course, portraying someone who is an active homosexual as a mass murderer, as a terrorist, as someone who would commit such a cruel, barbaric crime, that doesn't look good for the gay agenda. It doesn't paint a pretty picture of the homosexual lifestyle or of the way homosexuals behave. It doesn't look good. It doesn't paint the type of picture the media wants to paint. So they deliberately cover it up and they deliberately underreport it. It's buried in the news and the accounts by numerous witnesses of this Muslim terrorist's long-time activity as a homosexual. This is all buried. The many classmates and roommates who have said that he was a homosexual. At least four witnesses from the homosexual nightclub in Orlando itself who said that he attended, that he himself went to that nightclub at least 12 times in the past, at least a dozen times in the past. And the accounts of him going to gay bars and other gay clubs. The whole history, his long history as a homosexual, all of it is covered up because all of it doesn't fit the narrative of the news media. And the narrative of the news media is that this is some maniacal straight person who decided to commit a hate crime because he was homophobic. Now, there are places in the media where you can find the history of this individual, his homosexual history, and where you can find the numerous statements attesting to the fact that he's a homosexual. There are places in the media where you can find it. They're going to report it just to cover themselves. They're going to report it to a certain degree, but what they do, this is the trick they use, they grossly underreport it, even though it's the most important element in looking at this individual's history. There's no element more important than that. They're reporting everything this guy ever did. Every time this guy ever went to the bathroom, they're reporting it. But the most important aspect of this, that he himself was an active participant in the homosexual lifestyle, a very active homosexual, for many years. That very important fact is deliberately, grossly underreported and buried, because, again, it doesn't fit in with the gay propaganda that is constantly being thrown at us, this barrage of gay propaganda that we get day and night from the news media, from Hollywood, from all of our political leaders, from both major candidates for president, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, who are both now 100% behind the so-called gay agenda. Because what really happened doesn't fit in with that narrative, they attempt to cover it up. They attempt to grossly underreport it, hoping that people won't notice. And most people are so dumb they don't notice it. And yes, most people are dumb. Most people are dumb. Just look at who the President of the United States is now, Barack Hussein Obama. The majority of the American people voted for that twice. That proves that the majority of the American people are dumb. And look at who they've nominated for president this year, the Republicans and the Democrats. That again proves how stupid people are, how those who wanted to brainwash the American people all these years, the establishment politicians and the big corporations that fund them and control what goes on behind the scenes, they succeeded in brainwashing the vast majority of the American people, making them immoral, making them uneducated, making them illogical, irrational in the decisions they make. And so this is just an easy continuation of that, to continue the propaganda, the endless propaganda on behalf of the so-called gay agenda. But we urgently need, a right-wing movement that will tell the truth, that will expose the facts. I mean, you learn, for instance, about the Holocaust nowadays. Who teaches us that the Nazi SS and Ernst Röhm and the founders of the SS, which was the most brutal Nazi organization in Nazi Germany that enabled the Holocaust to take place, do we learn that Ernst Röhm and the Nazi SS were all homosexuals? That the most brutal, savage, bestial, murderous Nazis during the Holocaust were homosexuals? Do we learn about this? If you really research, you can find out about this. But unless you really research, you're not taught this. This is covered up. And this is true in a million different other instances. The most notorious terrorist of the 20th century was Yasser Arafat, the Arab Hitler Yasser Arafat, who was also a very active homosexual. Is that something the media tells us about? Is that something the media exposed? Of course not. So we see over and over again that what we're taught and what is being reported and what we're being fed is not true. That we have to do our own research. And most people are too lazy to do their own research. And a lot of people are not smart enough to do their own research. So we need an opposition movement that will oppose the establishment. That's what JTF wants to do. JTF wants to do that, but unfortunately, because of lack of funding, we can only do it in a very limited way. But we need to have someone tell the truth to the American people and someone tell the truth to the people of Israel. It's urgently needed because the same lies that are being given to the American people, the people of Israel are also being fed non-stop propaganda, non-stop lies. So that's the first thing this week that people should take notice about. The second story that people should take notice about is Donald Trump. Donald Trump, who is the presumptive Republican nominee for President of the United States, is the most pro-homosexual candidate that the Republicans have ever nominated for president. That's for sure. He supports the homosexual agenda enthusiastically. He's even now taken to praising the homosexual lifestyle, defending the homosexual lifestyle. He said, for instance, yesterday, that he is a true friend of what he calls the LGBT community. LGBT, XYZ, KLMNOP. It's so absurd. He's a true friend, he said. Now, you know what that means. I mean, that means he's promoting and supporting their agenda. And he's saying it openly. Listen to some of the things that Donald Trump, just a couple of examples of what Donald Trump said in his speech yesterday. Listen.
Our nation stands together in solidarity with the members of Orlando's LGBT community. They have been through something that nobody could ever experience. This is a very dark moment in America's history. a radical Islamic terrorist targeted the nightclub, not only because he wanted to kill Americans, but in order to execute gay and lesbian citizens because of their sexual orientation. It's a strike at the heart and soul of who we are as a nation. It's an assault on the ability of free people to live their lives, love who they want, and express their identity.
He is concerned that homosexuals are not able to love who they want. And he's also praising them for their identity. We have to make sure that they feel comfortable in their identity. You know, I noticed this years ago already when I was dealing with Israeli Jews. I noticed that Israeli Jewish homosexuals don't even consider themselves to be Jews anymore, or Israelis. They have become homosexuals. They identify more with their fellow homosexuals in every other country than they do with their fellow Jews. They've left the Jewish people. I'm not talking, of course, about all homosexuals. There are homosexuals who maybe will do tshuva, who will do repentance, and who want to come back to the Torah way of life. And, of course, we welcome them back 100%, just like we welcome all people who have unfortunate tendencies in life. We welcome them back. But I'm talking about those that are part of the active homosexual lifestyle. Israeli Jews who are part of the active homosexual lifestyle, I've seen it in Israel. They identify themselves as homosexuals. If you ask them what they are, where their loyalty is, it's to homosexuals and the homosexual movement. That's what they think of themselves as. Not as Jews, not as Israelis, but as homosexuals, as gays. That's what they think of themselves as. Their number one loyalty is to their homosexuality and their sexual lifestyle and what they call their community. I don't know how you have a community based on how people have sex. That's a community? Based upon sex? What an empty, decadent example of people identifying themselves based upon their sexual orientation, based upon the type of sex that they want to have. But that's how they identify themselves. They're not even Jews anymore. They don't want to... They may call themselves Jews, but that's second, third, fourth, fifth on the list to them. The number one thing for them now is they're gay. And they feel more in common with some gay anti-Semite in Europe, for instance, than they would feel in common with their fellow Jews in the land of Israel. They feel nothing in common with their fellow Jews, certainly not religious or Torah true Jews. They feel nothing in common with them. I mean, this is what the identity that Donald Trump is promoting. He says we have to defend the rights of gays to their identity and to be able to love who they want. He's turning this into something noble. He thinks it's something noble. Now, if you agree with that, if you support the gay agenda, and if you support the homosexual identity, as Donald Trump calls it, the identity, and if you think that it's something noble, that they're loving who they want to love, that this is good, that this is something we should have a president who promotes this, now, then Donald Trump is your guy. He's the one who you should support for president, because he is doing more to advance their cause than Hillary Clinton would do even. And Hillary Clinton is terrible also. She's absolutely terrible on this issue. But Donald Trump is doing even more damage than she would do. Why? Because people on the right, evangelical Christians, Orthodox Jews, people on the right, Republicans, conservatives, they hate Hillary Clinton. So if she makes statements supporting the homosexual agenda or the homosexual lifestyle, most people on the right are not going to be influenced by what Hillary Clinton says. She's not going to convince them. But when Donald Trump says this, those people who admire Donald Trump, who may have been against the homosexual lifestyle in the past, but because they so worship, this is like a cult now, they so worship Donald Trump, this demagogue, this phony, this fraud, they so worship him, that because he says now it's something that we should be admiring, it's something we should be saluting and promoting, because he says this now, because he says he's a true friend of the homosexual community, he calls it a community, he's their true friend, he says, he's turning this into something noble. He's turning this into something we should respect and admire and salute and applaud. This is good. This is the message he's giving to young people, that this is something good. Is this what you want in a president? If you do, hey, go ahead, support Donald Trump. But if you realize how destructive this is, how morally corrosive and destructive it is to have a president, especially a Republican president, even though Donald Trump's not a true Republican, but he's considered, unfortunately, by most stupid people to be a Republican, to have a Republican president elected as a Republican, promoting this is disastrous, is terrible. He made that speech, and everybody's applauding. These are people who are so-called conservative Republicans, and they're sitting in the crowd, and they're applauding him while he's praising the homosexual lifestyle and speaking about it like it's such a positive, noble, uplifting, wonderful, inspiring thing. This is the end of the United States of America if we have a president like Donald Trump that promotes things that go against the Bible, that go against what God commands. This is the end of the United States of America. And I know it's not popular. I know JTF's stand on the presidential election is not popular. I'm well aware of the fact that everybody wants us to automatically support whoever the Republican candidate is. And believe me, we have many times had to swallow hard, and we supported Mitt Romney, whom we hated, but we supported him as the lesser of two evils when he was running against Barack Hussein Obama in 2012. And we even supported John McCain in 2008 after he won the nomination. Of course, when they were running for the nomination, we were against McCain, we were against Romney. But once they got the nomination, we supported McCain and we supported Romney because we wanted to defeat Obama. The problem with Donald Trump is he's worse than McCain and worse than Romney. And on many issues, like this one, he's even worse than Hillary Clinton. That's the problem. And that's why we're not supporting either one of the major party candidates for president this year. We're not supporting Hillary Clinton. We're not supporting Donald Trump. There is no one for us to support right now. If maybe at the last minute there's a third party conservative candidate who emerges, that would be great. If that happened, it would give us somebody to support, but I don't think that's going to happen. And so because I don't think that's going to happen, there is nobody for us to support. It's a situation where you just cannot morally justify supporting either one of the two candidates, Clinton or Trump. You can't justify supporting them. And Gary Johnson, that pothead, who's running on the libertarian line, he's an anti-Semite, he's a pothead. He, in fact, sells marijuana products, so he's actually a marijuana dealer. And his positions on the issues are horrific. This is the guy who said that he would force an Orthodox Jew to sell a cake with a swastika, an Orthodox Jewish baker, he would force him to sell a cake with a swastika on it to a Nazi. That's what he calls libertarianism. Anyway, the bottom line is right now there's no one to support in the race for president. And that's also an important message that we have to give, because we have to let people know that no matter who wins this election on November 8th, no matter who wins, the American people and America, we're going to lose. We're losing. We lose no matter who wins right now. There's no one good running. They're all terrible, and we're not going to have a candidate that we want winning this election. It's just not going to happen. And sometimes the best thing to do in a situation like this is just not to vote. Or if you want to write in Ted Cruz's name, you can do that too. Either write in the name of Ted Cruz or don't bother voting at all. Or don't vote or skip the race for president. You vote for senator and congressman and the other offices, but you don't vote for president. That's basically where we are at this point. Is it desirable? Of course not. Is it pleasant? Of course not. You know how hard we tried for a different result. You know how hard we wanted Ted Cruz to be the Republican nominee for president. He would have been a dream come true for us. But unfortunately, the stupid people didn't want it, and the people stupidly decided to vote for the worst clown, the worst buffoon running. And so this is what we're stuck with. The only hope we have for Ted Cruz is in 2020, maybe. But that's a long way off. A million things can happen until then. That's a very long way off. In the meantime, we have almost another 5 months of this election, and we have just two terrible choices. But we've got to expose the truth about these choices. We can't let people live in a world of illusions, because that can be very, very harmful. If you agree that we have to have a movement like JTF that wakes people up and tells the truth, even when it's not popular, And you know that we're, of course, telling the truth also to the people of Israel. We have an active Hebrew campaign telling the truth and bringing the truth to the people of Israel. You also know that we financially support Jewish heroes in the land of Israel, in Judea and Samaria, and the families of Jewish prisoners in the land of Israel, Jewish heroes who have been put in prison because they love the Jewish people and have stood up for the truth. If you agree that it's important that there be a movement that does these things, that does this work, because no one else in America is doing that, if you agree that this is important, then join with us and help us and be active with us. There are four things we ask people to do every week. One is help promote our Hebrew and English videos. The second is be active on our main pages. The third, of course, is pray for us. Very, very important to pray for us. We need your prayers. That really should be number one on the list. I should have made that number one on the list, actually. And the fourth thing, of course, is we need your financial support. Checks, money orders, cash donations made out to JTF and sent to our post office box make a big difference. It enables us to help the people in Judea and Samaria and to provide support for the families of Jewish prisoners, true Jewish heroes who are putting their lives on the line for us. It also enables us to reach more people with the truth, both in America and in Israel. Other people would prefer, for convenience sake, to support us with donations through their credit card, which you can easily do by just going to the Hebrew main page, hayamin.org, and on top there's a donate button. You click on the donate button, and in several minutes you can very, very conveniently and easily donate with your credit card. Let's all remain active. Let's tell the truth. We've got to spread this word as much as possible. We've got to reach as many people as possible. This is truly a critical time for us. Join with us. Let's fight together. Together, if we reach enough people with the truth. Don't think it's the end of the world just because we're going to have a president whom we're not going to like. There's still a God in heaven who rules over the universe. We still have work to do to fight for what he commands us to do. Together, if we fight as a team and we wake enough people up, we can make a big difference. Join with us. Let's fight together as a team. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.